Just a week after Oprah devoted an entire hour to global warming, the NRDC held a fundraiser in San Francisco to celebrate the organization's 35 years of defending our nation's resources. Carole King was there to play her old hits, sounding as good as ever, and actor and eco-activist Robert Redford was the master of ceremonies. Redford says he continues to be amazed at the arrogance of this administration.
They seem to enjoy the idea of shredding the environment and setting back all the hard-earned laws brought forth for the public. They go back 30 years. They so seem to enjoy it with Gail Norton, who is an extension of James Watt, Bush, who's clueless and arrogant and privileged and limited. All those factors don't need to be spelled out anymore because they're in such a self-destruct. They're doing it for themselves.
NRDC founder John Adams was honored for 35 years of leadership.
Within 3 years, we are going to pass legislation that will control carbon, and then from that point on, we will all be working to reduce all carbon in all sectors, from power plants to cars. So, yes, we are going to win this battle, and it's going to be a bit of a tussle, but it's clear the signals are on our side.
Adams is handing over the reins to Francis Beinecke, who has been co-leading the NRDC.
Four things that are really critical, and they're all large. One, of course, is global warming, climate change. That's the big one. How we enhance solutions to that problem that bring us energy security at the same time. That's a huge challenge, but it's one that we're working on every day. Ocean degradation is also huge. Now, the planet is a system. The atmosphere is part of it, the land is part of it, and the oceans are part of it. And we need a healthy ocean system that we need to really work on restoring. So that's really important. And we can do it on a local level. We could do it in states by creating marine protected areas. We could do it along coastlines. And I think it's very, very possible. Taking toxins out of our environment is, again, something which I think everybody is concerned about. We're all exposed to many, many toxins that are really not necessary, and looking for alternative products that people can select, letting them know that they're alternatives, so when they buy pesticides in their home or cleaning materials or whatever it is, that there are better alternatives that will protect their health. That's really critical too. And then protecting biodiversity is the final one. And those four things, atmosphere, land, oceans, and toxins, really get the whole system. And then so what our challenge is to look at the places where we could get solutions in place. It can be on the local level, it can be on the state level, it can be on the international level. We need it to be on the federal level, but right now that's a bigger challenge.